We'll do these for about another, I'd say 5 or 10 minutes, because we do have a certain man after 11. Now, every once in a while, about 2 times a month, we have a catch-up with Andy Mossack. He is an independent travel writer, world traveller. I couldn't name a country he hasn't been to. I mean, he's that widely travelled. And every time he goes abroad on one of these trips, he gives me a couple of clues, and then we have a chat with him on the show. You give me a bit of help in tracking him down, and we can't let him win. And then we get the full log from wherever he is. Sometimes it can be very close, sometimes it can be very, very far. Here is clue number one for tonight's place, right? Okay. This city was founded as a colony in 1788, but officially became a city in 1842, and was originally going to be called Albion, until it was decided that naming it after a British lord was more appropriate. What do you think? City was founded as a colony in 1788, officially became a city in 1842, was going to be called Albion, until it was decided to name it after a British lord. That would be more appropriate. Colony, then. I mean, let's face it, could be anywhere, really, couldn't it? I need more information than that. I don't know about you. Maybe you know already. 81333RUSS. When you drop me a quick note on the teletext. Just say, I think he's here, Russ. I think he's here. And if you've been, then let me know that too. 0800 389 3333. Where it's free on the phone. Man himself in a half hour. Headlines coming up at 11. Here's T-Rex. Second clue after 11. Here at the Late Show then with me, Russell. Headlines coming up soon. Is Mr. Mossack in Charlestown, as in Lord Charles? Malcolm number one. Are his blogs on the iPlayer? If you just search for Andy Mossack, you will find his own travel portal. There we go. There's a modern phrase for you. His own travel portal. And he usually posts a few photographs a little bit later on the Facebook page. You'll see him there. Is he Martin in Eastwick here with a shout of? Is he in... you think he's Australia, do you? Do you know, I didn't even think of Australia. Really, how thick am I? I mean, I didn't even think of Australia. Looking back on the clue, it was originally going to be called Albion until it was decided naming it after a lord was more appropriate. Colony 1788, came a city 1842. Well, the dates work, don't they? But so do they do for another lot of other places. I mean, you may know for a fact that's what it is. But I always take everything on advice. Do you know what I mean? Just sort of waiting around, just thinking. Right, so we've had clue number one. There is another coming up after 11 o'clock. We're going on to clue number two, which may sort it all out for you and allow you to really narrow it all down. I'll tell you about all that details a little later, though. Because where in the world is Andy Mossack? And we got another of his clues to come. And I shall wrap up the great situation soundtracks tonight for songs for the papers that we've been having. So in about 10 minutes, Andy's going to be with us. The help so far, Robert in Scarborough. Good evening, Robert. Is Andy in Sydney, Australia? That seems to be the weight of opinion going behind that one. Roger in Scamblesby. In beautiful Lincolnshire, the Lincolnshire Wolds. Is Andy in Melbourne? Now you've thrown something else in there. Could he be? Hi to Pam and the Louth Bunch. I think Andy might be in Sydney. Okay, here is the second clue then. Just a reminder, I haven't seen any of these. This is the first time I've seen it. This might give it away or it might throw us off. Oh, known as the Khotanga, this world-famous steel arch bridge opened in 1932, 134 metres high, straddles the world's deepest natural harbour, which contains over 100 billion gallons of water. It's pretty big. Known as the Khotanga, world-famous steel arch bridge opened in 32, 134 metres high. What do you think? Andy Mossack, then. He's going to be with us in about 10 minutes. 81333RUSS. I think we're going to double down on Sydney, don't you? Big, big, big boost to me. Oh, now, this is, I was convinced about Sydney on this for Andy tonight. Andy in Barnsley saying, Golden Gate Bridge, is that where it could be, Russell? Golden Gate Bridge? You think we're in San Fran? Well, I honestly don't know. He'll be here the other side of Jackie Wilson, I suppose we'll find out. But tonight, you've been so good on FM DAB. Other ways too. Let's make contact with what we believe to be the future. Because of all of the clues that we had tonight, there was, I think, a couple of people saying maybe San Francisco. It's the bridge thing that's done it. However, the first clue was pointing an awful lot of people towards a certain city in Australia. So let's just say good evening, Andy Mossack. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Russ. How you doing?
Ahoy, hoy, my friend. Well, we have put our heads together, and we're gonna plump, as Binana would say. We're plumping for Sydney in Australia.
Well, absolutely right, sir. It's Friday morning, actually. Indeed, we are in the future.
Oh, the future. And how are things on Friday?
Well, it's summer at home, and it's here it's the dead of winter. But it's 18 degrees, which isn't too bad, is it?
No, that's not too shabby at all, is it, really?
No.
This is, I mean, literally the other side of the world from us. Is this the furthest, I think, you've been on this, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. It's extraordinary, isn't it? You travel in a tin tube for 22 hours, and then you get out and everyone's speaking English and you're seeing places called King's Cross and Paddington. It's bizarre.
So how comes you are the other side of the world then? What's taken you that far?
Well, I'm glad you said that, sir. It's a festival of light and sound is what I'm here. They have this every they have it every year. And this is the 10th year. It's called the Vivid Sydney Festival and Light Show. And it runs from the 25th of May to the 16th of June. Really, they wanted to light up the city for something in the winter time instead of everyone coming in the summer. And it's quite a spectacle, mate. Absolutely brilliant. They light the whole harbour up with all kinds of projected creative artwork that goes onto buildings and the actual, if you can imagine, the sails of the Opera House. You know, they've actually got animated film and cartoons on them. The Harbour Bridge itself has got lasers and spotlights all over it. And, you know, the Royal Botanical Gardens are beautiful. They've got these great sort of installations in there. I mean, the whole city. Yeah. I mean, they project against the side of the buildings. You know, it's brilliant.
Awesome.
Absolutely brilliant.
It's very much a highfalutin Blackpool, isn't it?
Well, that's
the vibe they're going for, I think.
Well, back in the day, I guess, it used to be, didn't it? Because the Rocks area, particularly, which is right down by the bridge, was the sort of original historical area where all the naughty people used to hang out.
You know,
the sailors and the ladies of the night and all various things like that. And it was quite the place. But these days, it's a nice tourist place. You can walk around. There's remnants of still these lovely 19th century streets. So that's quite nice too.
I must admit, it is definitely on the to-do list. It is a place I would love to go. It's a phenomenally long flight. I mean, the only flight longer is like to the moon. But I would love to go there and to hang out and everything. But here's the one thing I know about Sydney, aside from all of the tourist sort of hotspots and the things to see over there, is it's phenomenally expensive in Sydney.
You know, it's not that bad because it's, what is it, $1.8 to the pound.
Right, okay.
So it's not quite as bad as it was. You know, the exchange rate is coming down in our favour now. So, you know, I've been impressed, actually, that your pound goes a bit further. So it's not too bad at all.
Okay.
And there are lots of places you can get. It's a real foodie city with lots of cafes and coffee bars and things like that. So it's not all about fancy food. So you can eat and drink pretty nicely. Yeah, it's okay.
So what's been on your to-do list then while you've been there? Right. Because we've got this beautiful festival, which is all lit up, and that's very much a nighttime thing. So how have you been entertaining yourself, Dorian? What adventures have you got in, Andy?
You know me, I like an adventure.
Yep.
The thing is with Sydney, it is a sprawling city, so it's spread out. They've got loads of bays because this is such a natural harbour. You know, you've got beautiful coves and bays everywhere. And it's such an incredible place, really, because the whole place is you're never far away from water. So everything is very water-based. And the bridge itself, of course, goes between the eastern suburbs and the northern suburbs. So the northern part is where all the beaches are. In fact, I have fortunately been here numerous times, and I did have a spot out on the northern beaches where they shoot Home and Away, you know, and I do believe I was an extra in that once.
Of course.
But we're not going to go there.
You were in Home and Away, of course you were. It was you and Chris Hemsworth. It was you and Thor, I remember.
They were shooting a scene, and I just happened to be lounging around, and they shooed me away, but I think I glimpsed the back of my head. I'm sure I did, anyway. But, you know, the thing is about Sydney, it's never far from anywhere as well. You know, for an hour, maybe in a car, you get to the Blue Mountains or you get to the Hunter Valley, you know. And I'm going later after this, I'm going to the Royal National Park for a day walking around. So that's Australia's oldest national park. So New South Wales is, you know, it's quite drivable everywhere. But during the day, I've had some great times, actually. The highlight so far has been me climbing Sydney Bridge, which is... It's a bit of a showstopper, and it's when I say climb, okay, I'm not really climbing as such. You know, you're walking up a few, well, quite a lot of steps, and you're walking across galleys and gangways. But considering this was opened in 1932 and built by a British company, actually, from Middlesbrough.
All right.
You know, and they've got 6 million rivets in this thing. All banged in by hand. You know, it's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, lovely piece of engineering, isn't it, really?
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's fantastic. And the one in Newcastle, of course, is the smaller version of the same type of bridge. But it's a three-hour trip, this. You're going up and up and up and around and along. And doing it at night is really just something else, because obviously when the city's all lit up, it's extraordinary. Oh. And it's all very safe because you're actually, you know, you're hooked on to this wire as you go around. So they make you feel very safe. But when you do get up to the top, and you know, when I say the top, I'm talking about that curved bit right at the top.
Oh, and you're right on the dome. Are you right on the apex of that?
Absolutely on the top of it, yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
Here is, listen to this. Because it's vivid, okay, they put a 70s disco dance floor on the top of it. So, you know, the ones that are all lit up in squares, right?
Yeah.
So imagine us on top of that. I've got a party of like 6 people in the group, and we're doing Boogieing Down to Earth, Wind and Fire and Staying Alive as well, you know, on top of this bridge. Unbelievable.
Why did they do that? If you don't mind me, it's a great thing to do. I admire them for doing it, but why did they do it?
Well, it's the Vivid thing, isn't it? The Vivid Festival, so it's all lit up. So,
right. I mean, are there plans just to leave that up there all year round?
No,
I think they're onto a winner with this.
Me too. I think it was brilliant, but no, just for this few weeks while the festival's on. I know. But
what a shame.
I tell you what, I thought this is insane, you know, as I'm doing my very bad John Travolta impression, as you do.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I mean, you'd be very good at it.
It's a great one, isn't it? How can I top that?
But, you say no.
There is other things. We had a lovely... the nice thing about Australia is also is it's rediscovering its Aboriginal heritage, which is also nice. And there's a lovely development along the harbour area called Barangaroo. And it's a new reserve they've just putting in. It's hallowed ground, frankly, as far as First Nations people are concerned. And this waterfront headland area is, they've put in, reintroduced sort of indigenous plants, 75,000 of them. You know, and I had a lovely Mary. She's an Aboriginal lady. She took me around. Fabulous. You know, when you understand history underneath it all.
What an absolute privilege to go around with her, though. to see there, to hear everything.
Indeed, she picked out these different plants, and she said they're all medicines and tools and weapons. And you know, the stories she was saying were lovely. And do you remember the Sapphires movie? Do you remember that movie with Chris O'Dowd?
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah,
about the Aboriginal girl band that went to Vietnam. Yeah. Well, there's a lady here, Naomi Mayers, who was one in the original Sapphires, and she's a leading light in transforming and supporting you know, the culture here. And she's very much in there. And these neighbourhoods certainly are coming back again. And that's really nice to see. There's what used to be sort of rundown areas like Redfern and Chippendale and Newtown. They're being kind of reinvigorated again. I wouldn't say, yes, they are being gentrified too, but they're also kind of, you know, turning these old buildings into something again, which I really like that. You know, I don't know why, I'm a bit spiritual really. I just think old buildings, when they're kind of reused again, I can feel the building smiling, you know, but that's the journalist in me.
That is, isn't it? You can see the smile on the building's face, can't you, really, Andy?
I feel it. I do. So, I do.
How long are you there till then? Are you there for a few more days? Because it's a long way to go just for a few days, Andy.
I know. I got in on Tuesday night and leaving on Sunday night. So, yeah, I've got a couple more days. Got some stuff to do. Got some more tours to do, which are nice.
Nice food to eat. Nice food.
Obviously, I can't say I'm chowing down on the best, the finest, but, you know, it's good stuff. Oh. I'm enjoying myself. Now, here's a top tip, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyone who comes here, you've got to really, you could do a fancy tour or you could go and do these harbour tours. For me, if you get the ferry, there's loads of ferries from Circular Quay, and you literally take a ferry across to, there's like 7 or 8 different routes across the harbour, but it's the cheapest way of seeing the harbour for, you know, brilliant, brilliant views of the harbour from the ferries. So like the Circular Quay to Watson's Bay is probably the best view you'll ever see on a boat. $7, which is, what is it, £3.90?
Yeah. Oh, thinking about it, yeah.
Honestly, fantastic. Half an hour, it's fantastic. So well, you just go ferrying, you'll love it.
There's the tip. And there's a photo of you boogieing on top of a bridge on Facebook page. It's there, facebook.com/LateNightRussell. Oh, man, look at you. There you go. Yeah. So
One more thing I just want to add, if I've got time.
You go for it.
To get here, okay, there's millions of ways to get here, naturally, right? Obviously, they all come here. But
the bus might take some time.
It might, yeah, but there's lots of people do it. But because it's so competitive, here's a goodie, because Singapore Airlines are doing something we call Book the Cook. And this is for all classes, okay? So not just the fancy guys. You can sort of book a special meal from all the Singapore cooks in the airline. And you can order it before you go. So on every leg, and you get fed a lot, believe me, when you're sitting in a plane for 22 hours, every course you can get, you can pre-order these special ones instead of just waiting until you get and see what's on the galley. Book the Cook is quite a nice touch. So you know, you're always going to have something tailored for what you like. I thought that's quite good.
It's not bad. Not bad. Not a bad gimmick at all. That not a bad gimmick. I've got to say.
Yeah.
Would you like one or two twin towns, a couple of sister cities?
I would love it. I would love it.
Okay. I'm sure you'll be able to see the reasons for some of these, because we start off the first one, San Francisco. It's a twin town for Sydney.
Well, that's relevant, obviously.
Wellington in New Zealand.
Oh, not sure about that one.
Guangzhou in China.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been there.
Yeah, loads. Like I say, bus trips all the time.
To the restaurant.
Yep, that's just true. Friendship cities, it's got all the big ones like Paris, Berlin, Athens, Dublin. But the final sister city to mention is, of course, Portsmouth, because of the sailing and the history and heritage there. But you have a terrific time. It's what a dream place to go to, and I'm glad you're having an awesome time, Andy.
I might give you the video as well of our spooky. I might put that up.
Yeah, do that.
What do you think?
Send it to us. I'd love to see some moving pictures. I believe they're catching on. That's
okay.
Awesome.
It's a scoop.
It's a scoop. What a scoop. It's the journalist in us. The journalist in us both. Take care, Andy.
I love it.
There he goes. He was in Sydney. 22 hours. On a plane. I know. I think you've got to do it, haven't you? So he'll be back with us in about another couple of weeks, I would imagine, somewhere suitably exotic in the world.